Yes, Dr. Schnedek, adding a 12 lead EKG on patient Willie Fulford, F-U-L-F-O-R-D. On 11/29/23, Mr. Fulford performed a 12 lead EKG period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes are normal. T waves are normal period. New paragraph impression normal. EKG. Next. 6 minute walk test on Carolyn, Carolyn, Keen, K-E-E-N-T. This goes to Kathy Murphy, comma, PA on 11/29/23. Mrs. Keen performed a 6 minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, a rumor saturation was 92% period. The patient walked 89 meters and paused several times due to dyspnea and desaturation to 88% period. She recovered with 2 liters of oxygen to a saturation of 93% period, new paragraph impression, poor exercise tolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, Stimson, S-T-I-M-S-O-N. This goes to Dr. Murray. On 11/29/23, Mrs. Stimson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 7/25/23. There's been significant deterioration period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing deterioration period. Next, 6 minute walk test on James Jeffries. This goes to the VA. On 11/29/23, Mr. Jeffries performed a 6 minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, a rumor saturation was 98% period. The patient walked 404 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation was 93% at the end of the study period. New paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James Jeffries. This goes to the VA on 11/29/23. Mr. Jeffries performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired period. The air velocity index was 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 3/14/23. There's been no significant change period. New paragraph impression, moderate restriction without airways obstruction and without significant bronchoreactivity showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Peter Smith. On 11/29/23, Mr. Smith performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was a severe impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 11/29/22. There's been no significant change period of paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ruben Velez, V-E-L-E-Z. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 11/29/23, Mr. Velez performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted period compared to a prior study dated 5/9/23. There's been no change period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Thank you.